Hello, what is up guys? I'm on from Peso Smart PH here. Welcome sa panibagong episode. Shout out to all podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today's episode is gonna be a bit different because we'll be talking about the fictional character Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones. Spoiler alert. So if you haven't watched the Game of Thrones TV series or if you haven't read the books from A Song of Ice and Fire, there are going to be spoilers in this video, so you've been warned. So Tywin Lannister is my favorite character in George R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire universe. The actor who played the character in the show, in the TV show, Charles Dance, might have been another factor why I love this character in particular. He is cunning, unforgiving, ruthless, ambitious, highly intelligent, wealthy, proud, and shows no signs of weaknesses. And in a TV show, I would have to agree with Tyrion that his father would have liked Daenerys. The Seven Kingdoms might have prospered again if Dany successfully took the throne and had Tywin as his hand. Although that is highly unlikely to happen since his grandson sits on the Iron Throne that Dany wanted to take. So let's talk about where did Tywin Lannister go wrong. The first of Tywin's flaws was not recognizing or not acknowledging Tyrion's strengths. And he liked pointing out his youngest son's flaws while whoring and drinking, but he never acknowledged Tyrion's good sense in politics and governance. Except that one time when he decided to make Tyrion as Hand of the King in his stead while he's on the field fighting the War of Five Kings. Tyrion is also a good wartime tactician. He heeds the advice of learned and experienced men and uses them to his benefit and advantage. Tywin was firm with his belief that the Lannisters don't require praise or reward by doing their duty. So this was evident when he never visited his son while he was fighting for his life and recovering from the wound that he received from the assassination attempt by Sir Mandon Moore at the Battle of Blackwater Rush. And he was confident that Tyrion would stay subservient to him, which eventually ended in his own demise. Another mistake of Tywin is not acknowledging Cersei's skills. So his daughter can be viewed as a monster, but she does have some similarities with Tywin. So the only difference, I believe Cersei said this in one of the scenes, I'm not sure what season, but yeah, the only difference is that she was born without a cock between her legs. And Cersei tends to be more emotional because she is a woman in comparison to his father's calm and stoic demeanor. And patriarchy is rampant in the A Song of Ice and Fire universe, which made Cersei bitter, hateful, and always begging for her father's approval. And she also showed signs of an inferiority complex, which was also caused by her father's rejection. Tywin gravitated towards his first son and heir, Jaime. That's why Cersei is the way she is. If only Tywin saw Cersei as he sees Jaime, the landscape of the Seven Kingdoms politics might have been different. Very different. He only considered his daughter as a ticket, prized possession, and broodmare to have his line sit on the Iron Throne. That's why Cersei was promised to Rhaegar Targaryen, but Rhaegar died because he apparently kidnapped what's her name? The sister of Ned Stark, and that started the rebellion of Robert Baratheon. And eventually, Rhaegar died during that rebellion, and the dynasty of the Targaryens ended when Rhaegar died. And so, since Tywin is very hungry for power, he instead made Cersei, since Tywin essentially helped Robert Baratheon secure like the win of the rebellion by sacking King's Landing and eventually getting rid of the Mad King. So he made Robert marry Cersei. That just deepened like the anger and hatred of Cersei towards Tywin. Robert didn't really give a chance to Cersei and their marriage. So that's why she never really wanted to carry the heir or like the son or any child or children of Robert. Let me know your thoughts about Tywin, and I'm curious, who's your favorite character from A Game of Thrones or A Song of Ice and Fire universe? We'll end the episode here. Thank you guys for watching and listening. I'll see you on the next one. Always remember, be passive smart.